What up, chicken heads? This is episode number 68 of Twink Beyond Audio Blue Audio Boo. Let's try that again. What up, chicken heads? This is episode number 68 of Twink Beyond the Audio Boo podcast. And I'm Jackie, a 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland. And this here's my audio blog on my Audio Blue, where I tell you about shit that's going on in my life and otherwise. And you probably already knew that. If you didn't know that, then welcome. And I don't expect you to listen to any more than this episode, or in fact, any more than this sentence right here. So you know what? Fuck you. That's all I gotta say about that. Hey, got a lot of good responses from people about last episode, and I wanna thank people for listening to it. It was the most listened to of all my audio blues that I put out there. So thank you to everybody who's you know thrown me comments on Twitter at twitter.com/twinkiebeyond or otherwise saying hey you know I remember that it was cool and podcast rule and yours is the best. Nobody ever said that, but I know you're all thinking it. And to all the people who did not respond, there is a big bag of baby dicks just sitting on your fucking stoop when you get home, and eat them you big fucking piece of shit, because you suck. That's really, I don't have, anyway, it is fucking 84 degrees out, in Maryland right now, and that's crazy. That's, it's good. That tells me that summer is gonna be fucking blazing, and I hate that. But I love opening my windows in my house, and just letting the cool air run in. And you know, it's hot, but, and it's a little humid, and the Mideast, humidity in the U.S. is pretty fucking bad. It is unique from different humidity in other parts of the U.S. And that's telling me that summer is going to be crazy. But you know, I've told you that in a few episodes ago that I fucking hate the weather here. It's retarded because recently it's been like, you know, just beautiful 60 plus degree days, sunny, just spring, and then 2 days later just storms for like 4 days straight, and hail, and then hey, today it's 80 something degrees. Tomorrow it's gonna drop 20 degrees, it's gonna be 60 something again, which 60 something is still fine, but don't fucking do that. I don't understand weather. I don't proclaim to, I don't care to. It's stupid, you know. So whoever's up there, God, weather gods, whatever, some sort of Thor person, fucking knock it off. It's spring. It's not summer. It shouldn't be 80 something. It also shouldn't be hailing. It's not summer. Knock it off, you fucking idiot. So there's that. But because it's so nice out and there is some wind, which is actually why I hate that I'm fucking recording this episode for you motherfuckers. I have my windows down so that you can hear. Actually, I have part of my window open. You know, I'm gonna open part of the top, so fuck you guys if you hear the wind. Fuck yourself. Where I've moved in not-so-central Maryland, it's very farmlandy and suburby, but more farmy than suburb-y. There is a carnival. Oh boy, a carnival. Not too far from my house, actually within walking distance, which is kind of cool, but like I can't hear it. It's not like, you know, creepy with carnies trying to sell you crazy creepy food and trying to touch you, so that's cool. I'm gonna when I get home, I'm gonna hit that up. I'm gonna go to the carnival, and I gotta walk to the library. I've been doing a lot of library-ing recently. Actually, I guess that really tells you that I'm not doing a library-ing, because that's not a fucking word, and if I were at the library more often, I would know that. So I've been going to the library to borrow, I want to say rent, but they lend books out, which I don't really like that. So I've been borrowing books from the library, mostly comic books, graphic novels, because while I like reading comics, I don't like paying for them. And I'm not really a fan of the whole downloading them and sitting in front of my computer to read them, because it's not comfortable for me. I like reading them, A, while I'm shitting, or B, while I'm sitting up in my bed shitting. So I don't want to do the whole computer thing. And I don't want to read them on my iPhone, because it's just this small little device. And I don't have an iPad or other tablet. And I've talked myself out of the iPad. If I can get one for under $150, great. If I don't, I don't give a fuck, because it's so goddamn unnecessary. It's such an unnecessary piece of technology. There's no way that you can rationalize it being necessary. It's awesome, yeah, and if you have it, but then you get rid of it, you're going to miss it, but there is no necessity for it, period. There is no discussion there. That woman has a lot of jackets on. What the fuck? Sorry, I've been going to the library and walking to there, because it's not that far from my house. It's a nice walk, and it's a safe area, so I'm walking there. A lot of shirtless rednecks on the back roads home, but that's weird. Not rednecks. They're more like, I don't know. Yeah, redneck, not white trash. I guess rednecks. Anyway, doing a lot of walking, which I'd like to do more of, but does walking really do anything for, like, your weight? Like, I've told you guys, I want to lose weight, but I'm not about changing my diet, because I like eating. If I'm going to eat, I'm going to fucking eat. I'm not going to, you know, a lot of people, well, everybody says, you know, with your workout, you have to have a diet that works for it. Fuck you. I'm not doing that. I like eating, all right? And here's the thing, like, I play DDR. I was calculating this the other day. Actually, I don't play DDR anymore, really, but there was a summer, I've said this so many times, there was a summer that I lost 30 pounds in less than 2 months doing it, and not even on purpose. And I was calculating it, so like every hour I was losing about 300 calories doing DDR, which isn't a lot, because a soda is like 106, and granted I don't drink soda, but I eat things that have calories in them, and if I'm doing 300 calories an hour, how do you lose weight? I don't understand that. If you're losing, you know, if you're just burning calories, and I guess there's fat there. I don't know how working out works. I don't really claim to. I don't care. I don't know how it works. So I bought EA Sports Active 2 for the Xbox Kinect, and I tried it out. That fucking thing kicked my ass in its brain's dick. It was fucking stupid. It's no fucking joke. And I haven't gone back to it. I'm going to be very honest. I have not gone back to it. Because the week after I bought it, actually a few days after, I got intensely sick. And I said, fuck it. I'm not working out when I'm sick. And I just didn't go back to it. And I haven't gone back to it. I don't know if I'm going to. I want to lose weight. But all at the same time, I don't want to work out as intensely as that fucking thing makes you. But I'm not giving up eating. What can I do? You know, I'm not a runner. If I walk a lot, will that do it? I don't know. I don't know what I can do. Like, while I'm watching TV, if I do, you know, crunches whatever the planches or whatever the fuck, will that do it? I don't know. I just want to lose my belly. Don't care about the weight. Don't care about my arteries being clogged. I'm not doing it for that shit. I don't give a fuck. It's about my belly. I'd like to see my knees again sometime in my life. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but, you know, walking, I don't feel that does anything. Especially if I'm walking to a carnival tonight where I'm going to eat funnel cake, because that's what I'm going to do, because fuck diets. I'm not going to give up food that I like eating. That's just how it is, all right? Speaking of delicious foods, have you guys been to Cold Stone lately? If not, what the fuck is your problem? Seriously, what the fuck is your problem? Just jump off a bridge because you're just worthless, all right? Go to Cold Stone. They have these new, like, sundaes, right? ColdStoneCreamery.com. And they have these sundaes that in the pictures look like there's no plate. It looks like they just fucking slab it onto your hand and you just eat out of your hand, which would be fantastic, to be honest. I would eat my fucking hand if they put the strawberry syrup and the French vanilla ice cream that they put on that sundae right on my hand. I wouldn't even notice. I would just eat right through the bone and ask for seconds. I don't give a fuck. So, they have these delicious sundaes that they, like the strawberry one, they put on top of a fucking funnel cake. Oh my god. And then they have one that has a churro and they put fucking caramel on top of a churro. It sounds illegal. It sounds amazingly illegal. And you should eat 7 of them. They're so good. And they're only $5. Do it. Fucking do it. They opened up one of those create your own yogurt places. Not create your own, but, you know, serve your own yogurt places around here, which is, like, the big thing around here. I'm sure it started in, like, California. I have no idea. But you pay by, like, the ounce at how much toppings and yogurt you put. You put your own shit on there. They have different flavors, like, that chick is very hot. Hold on, let's see if she is under 15. Wow. Yeah. I just saw her from behind. What? Kids drink crazy fluids, and they all have big butts, and it's very attractive. Until you find out how old they are. That's why I try not to imagine that. Anyway, let's just roll past that. Yogurt place. They have crazy flavors like red velvet, which I fucking love. And if you don't like red velvet, you should probably just die, because red velvet is fantastic. I'm not going to get into that, but so this place opened not too long ago, and I went there, and there is this fantastically beautiful girl who works there, and my type is, like, blonde, even, like, that dyed blonde, which I hated at first, but I really, really dig it now. Blonde chicks who look like they wouldn't give me the fucking time of day. That's the kind of bitch I like. The kind of, like, Heather Locklear look, that elegant, I got way too much money and I can get way bigger dicks than you have, that kind of look. I like that kind of bitch, and, it's sad. It's really sad. So they have a girl there that works, that looks like that, and I couldn't read her name tag because I wanted to be creepy and try to find her on Facebook and, you know, save her pictures and eventually use them for Rolodex, purposes, you know. I'm sure she's overage. I don't know. Who cares? The point is, I would find her and stalk her outside of her house. No, maybe. And I couldn't. But you know what? I went to their like page, this ice cream place, this yogurt place, and tried to find the people who would like it. Because they only have, like, since it's such a local place, they only have about 50 people who like this organization or whatever they call it on Facebook. I don't fucking know. I don't do Facebook things. And I was hoping I could go to the people who like it, try to find her, and be creepy about it. So yeah, but I couldn't, because things, I don't understand Facebook, whatever. The point is, she's hot, and girls who look like that are hot, and they should all, you know, sleep with me. That's just the whole thing. Twitter.com/FuckingBeyond. If you're not following my shit, what the fuck's your problem? Also, a cause for you to jump off a fucking bridge, get hit by a bunch of traffic, and just burn in hell. Because fuck you. I'm currently in my top 10, and this is not in any order of importance, my top 10, last 10 of the 100 Facts About Me. I'm wrapping that shit up. I'm posting on my Facebook, too. Actually, they're longer and more fleshed out in the Facebook because I'm not limited to 140 characters. So check that shit out. If you're not, you are a big piece of shit, and I would like to step on you and feed you to your fucking family, you terrible human being. Twitter.com/TwiggyBeyond. I'm very fucking interesting. I'm very obviously. I mean, you're listening to me. So fucking interesting. TwiggyBeyond@gmail.com. Yep.